Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK. I'm Reva Blue with Midday Jazz. It's 11:01, and we have a very special guest to talk to this morning, and his name is Cyrus Chestnut. Good morning, Cyrus.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine and well, and nice to talk to you on a great day here on 91.9. Welcome to Atlanta. You're going to be here on this coming on Friday, October 12th.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Spivey Hall. You have a new recording. It's called Kaleidoscope.
That's yes. Yes, I'm very excited about this record because it's something that I wanted to do for a long time. And for me, it's kind of coming out the box of the usual, you know. My jazz training has always been not to always stay in the box, but be outside of, get outside of the box. And, you know, and you know, using a Debussy, Ravel, Satie, even Deep Purple, you know, something, you know, a little bit. It's just recording a little bit different than, you know, stuff that I've been recording I've done in quite a while, I think.
Well, Cyrus, you coming out of Berklee College of Music and one who has played and recorded with so many of the jazz greats like John Hendricks and Terrence Blanchard, the great Betty Carter, and so many more. You were also in the film Kansas City back in 96, and you have arranged and composed this recording, which is kind of like a classical jazz type of recording. You do Claude Debussy and Ravel, and tell us more about this recording and why you decided to do this.
Well, I teach at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you. And so I start to, you know, I get a chance to do a lot of research. And so it started from just really researching Satie. I love, you know, Satie's repertoire. For me, it's so organic. Sometimes the music feels as if one is just having a conversation. But the challenge was not just to get some pieces and just take a theme and just riff off of it, but really study it. And, you know, try to find something unique out of it. Also, it was not about just finding signature pieces, but just finding some music that spoke to me. And all of what was recorded was just pieces that just spoke to me.
You have a couple of tunes on here that are familiar, such as Darn That Dream, and you also have a lullaby, Jimbo's Lullaby, but then there's also classic music as well. How long did it take you to come up with this concept and to record this recording, Kaleidoscope, which is on High Note Records?
It took me about a year of development because I did a lot of research and I started road testing a lot of different pieces. So as I got closer to time to record, it just started coming together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It was very exciting.
All right, so tell us, what should we expect from you on Friday at Spivey Hall? You'll be right on the campus of Clayton State University, and beginning at 7:30. So, what can we expect from you and your trio? So, who is also performing with you?
With me will be a great drummer, Chris Beck, who is on record with me. And gentleman by the name of Nimrod Speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be playing a lot of music from the record.
Okay.
And, you know, just they're just trying to simply just have a magical time.
And I'm sure it will be. I look forward to it. And all of our listeners tuning in who will attend on Friday, October 12th, 7:30 p.m. It's a two-hour show, Spivey Hall, the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. And again, performing music from your new recording. The latest is called Kaleidoscope. If you love the classics and, of course, jazz, that is what you will hear this coming Friday. Thank you so much, Cyrus Chestnut, for calling in to WCLK.
Well, thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Ms. Weaver.
Yes, indeed. We look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
91.9 FM WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station. That was Cyrus Chestnut. I've known him for a lot of years and has always been playing great music. And this one you will definitely enjoy, Kaleidoscope. It's on the High Note record label, and the Cyrus Chestnut Trio performing this Friday, October 12th, 7:30, Spivey Hall on the campus of Clayton State University.